Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Maze Vault podcast. I'm so excited. We have a different studio today because we usually record episodes remote. But we have a dear friend that came all the way from LA to come shoot this podcast. I am so excited for my dear friend, the biggest nut job I know. She is insane. She is an Iraqi American comedy content creator and an actress. Hollywood, watch out. Today we have Zane Comedy. Woo!
You need that little sound.
I need
sound
that, there. Right?
There we go. Hello, May and May's beautiful people.
Guys, I'm so excited to have Zane because she's one of the rawest, realest content creators I know. And she flew into Winston-Salem, so I'm really getting to know her better day by day. I think we know each other from online. You know, like your social media friends that you're like, woo!
Yeah.
But then you meet them in person and they're even more awesome.
I feel about you. Because I thought I scared you a bit.
No, you do.
I was all like, I do be a little rough.
You like, do say crazy things that I'm like.
Crazy stuff. I say whatever comes to mind pretty much, which is like not good because I need to filter more. And I will ask somebody, I'm like, do you need me to filter? Just let me know.
And it lasts for 5 minutes and then it goes back.
Pretty much sure.
But it's okay. So Zane, everybody knows you from social media and your 1 minute videos, but I really want to deep dive into who you are because there's so many different layers to you and there's so many sides, and just hanging out with you for a few days, I'm like, yo, this girl is so dope. Like, we don't get to see all these different sides of you. You're like super sweet, you're super charismatic, you're super raw and real. And like, you know, it's a lot for people to handle that type of energy.
100%.
And I know a lot of times you're like, May, is it okay if I tell you the truth? And I'm like, I'm from New York, I love that, keep going. Like, I hate when I have to like interpret what somebody says or how they're feeling, but for you it's like always been direct and really real.
I think that's so vital for me, is that I need to be raw and honest, not only with my audience that I have via social media, but with everyone that I meet. Like, this is who I am. You like it, great. You don't like it, that's fine, let's move on. You know,
have you always been like so outgoing, or were you like shy when you were younger and then you broke out into a shell?
Okay, so people who knew me when I was younger are going to say she was really shy. My mom is going to tell you she was a headache to have. She was not. My mom and brother will give you a whole different. I think around people, I had to build up this persona because I felt like I had to do it for society, for my family, because, you know, they wanted me this to be this Bnei Habab, you know, the good girl. And then once I like moved on, got older and realized, screw that, I'm just gonna be myself and people love me great, people don't love me, oh well, too bad for them, they're missing out. You know, and so it's a little bit of both, but I think I was more quiet.
And I think like it's really cool that you have that type of energy, because like we connected through TikTok and I'm really interested on how you started your journey and how did you end up on the platform?
Okay, so I started TikTok before COVID.
Wait, sorry. Did you start Instagram first or TikTok first?
No, I've been Instagramming like for a while now, but I wasn't like an Instagram content creator. I was just showing you my nails, showing you my lunch. I'm like, look at me, I'm a queen. But then after I started TikTok is when I started Instagram creating as well.
Okay.
So TikTok really took me to a higher level on Instagram. And I started TikTok before COVID, and the reason why I started is a good friend of mine was like, you are so freaking funny, why don't you do content creating? And I was like, I am also so freaking lazy.
Oh.
That's one thing I admire about you, is like, I feel like your videos look like they take so much time and energy, where I'm like, hi guys, today I farted and my husband thought I stink. Okay, bye. Like, that's pretty much what I do.
No,
like,
but I
look in the camera and I just say whatever the hell I want to say.
True. But I also think like, it's important that we all have our different styles. Like, you might think that my skits are so like constructed or polished or something, but I really think like sometimes I'm off the cuff and sometimes I do have planned skits, but 100%. I love to go on your profile and just see what is Zane thinking today. Like, what is she talking about?
Really want to know what Zane's thinking today? You
what
really
kind of
want to know? I don't know.
Let me tell people one thing about Zane that they don't know.
Oh.
She brings the drama.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Everywhere she goes, there's a conflict happening. It's not her. I'm not saying she is the drama, but she brings the drama. You know?
That's really a good way of saying it. I don't know why.
You're not the drama, but you bring it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and I am just so easygoing with everything. I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, whatever, you know. I'm like, Italian, whatever you want to do, you know. But, like, I attract drama.
Dude, she came the first day she came. Yeah. I was getting canceled on the internet. I swear. I did a video with her. I started getting canceled for no reason. I'm like, Zane, what? I'm always under the radar. I always make people laugh. And I sign off. Like, how am I in the drama right now? And she's like, girl, this always happens to me. I'm like, let me know. Warn me.
Every video I do pretty much has drama connected to it. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I have this power where, like, people start to itch around me. They're like, oh, my God, it's Zane. It's Zane. Like, I don't know what it is.
Okay, wait. So tell me when you first started TikTok. Like, yeah. What were you going to use it as? Were you just playing around?
I was a stand-up comedian at that time for about 4 years. And I did the big circuits. I did the Laugh Factory, the Improv. I've done big private shows. You know, I've been around the big comedians. And so I started doing TikTok just to kind of express myself and see where it went. Mm. The good thing and the bad thing, now I see that maybe it led me away that I did not want to go, is I started to do it in Arabic. Because I felt like we were missing female Arab woman who was funny, who was speaking in Arabic. So I thought, oh my God, how funny would this be? After like my second video, I like blew up, not realizing that would happen. But now I know I bring in the drama and I bring in the views. So after that blew up, I kept up with the Arabic and the hate came because like people in the Arab world don't really understand my thinking because I grew up in California. Mm. I have a whole different mindset. Yet at the same time, they're looking at me and they're like, this looks like my mom who lives in Baghdad, like Baghdad. Like, what is wrong with her? Why is she doing this weird stuff that, you know, you would see like Trisha Paytas doing? What is she doing, you know? So it was very shocking for people.
It's crazy because it really is a big culture clash. Like, yes. You're always trying to find a good medium where you're like embracing your home country and your culture. But then there's always like that negative side of like the haram police and like people attacking you and like the old style of thinking. But you live in America, but you're also still a Muslim. It's a mess.
It's a mess.
A mess.
And I think the haram police have like a wanted sign in their like for headquarters. You.
Definitely.
It's like our number one wanted person. This person, Zane Comedy. If you see her, you blast her on her videos.
It's crazy. That's so funny.
Also, I'm very like conservative in many ways. I have a big mouth, but I'm a very conservative person. For me to be on the haram police is just hysterical to me. I'm like, all right.
So wait, what was that? What was that second video that you did that went viral?
Oh, it was actually kind of an accident. Okay, so it was when the Kiki trend had come out.
Okay.
No, Kiki, do you love me? Yeah, that one, all right? So it was on where you're in the car and you jump out and like you do this Kiki dance.
Yeah.
So my husband was driving the car and my husband was like, he did it like twice. He's like, I'm really annoyed at this crap, Zane. Like, hurry up. He was like in a hurry. He wanted to get home. I'm like, no, one more time. Let's do it. So I did the Kiki dance and he thought like it would be funny to drive off. And when he did that, it triggered something in me where I thought, oh my God, it'd be so funny if I ran after him. So I ran after saying, wait for me, and I'm like running after, and that went viral. But it wasn't a Kiki song, it was like an Araki song. So I switched up the song, and that's what went viral. I went to a wedding that week and people at the wedding knew me. They're like, oh my God, we've seen you on WhatsApp.
It's like on WhatsApp. Oh, you made it big in Iraq.
I made it in my dad's WhatsApp.
Yo, that's major.
That is big.
The power of WhatsApp
with older Arabs. Oh my God.
You're famous. So wait, when people started coming up to you, were you excited?
I was hella excited. I was like, yeah, that's me. I'm a famous. I love fame.
Oh, okay.
I love fame.
And then when that second video hit, you're like, I'm never looking back.
And when that second video hit, I got all those followers. I was like, oh my God, I can really move with this traction and do something. And so that's what I started using that video for my game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before you did comedy, you were doing stand-up comedy.
Correct.
And so tell me what the different experience was for you.
It's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different animal.
I stopped doing most of my stand-up, even though I want to say that I get asked all the time. I'm freaking funny. I'm like a little Arab Kevin Hart, okay? Like, that's pretty much who I am. But I stopped doing it because I felt like there was so much negativity in the stand-up community world.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of negativity in the content creator world, but it's not to your face. It's kind of a whole different ballgame.
Like, people, you know, will be behind your back like, oh, yeah, she's whack.
Yeah, the internet trolls.
Yeah,
like, internet trolls. I don't see why
she's famous, she's whack kind of thing.
I also felt like stand-up wasn't going to get me to reach my goal. This is me. There are so many people out there who believe that, oh my God, stand-up is the end all be all. Like, I want to be a stand-up comedian. In the end, I realized I don't want to be a stand-up comedian. I want to be an actress. That's my goal. That's my love. And so I kind of left that world and started concentrating more on acting.
Okay.
And people feel like, why can't you do both? I was like, stand-up wasn't fulfilling me. And I wasn't doing it for the fame because I'm, honestly, stand-up comedy doesn't bring you fame.
How did you start trying it out?
Do you really want to know that story?
Yeah.
It's so, okay, I used to work at Disney as an entertainment host. I used to, like, take care of Mickey and Minnie and all those characters, okay? It was, that's a story in of itself.
I so see you perfectly fitting in Disney.
Are you kidding me? Backstage, I'd be, like, twerking with Mickey. I'm like, get him, Mickey. Get him, Mickey. Get him, Mickey. And then we come out and be like, hi, guys. Hi. Yeah, it's so true. I started off because everybody at work kept telling me, oh, my God, Zane, you're, like, the freakiest, funniest person.
Freakiest?
Freakiest in Disney content.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, I know.
But they're like, you're so freaking funny. Do stand-up comedy. And so I'm the kind of person, I was like, eh, okay. So I do that about almost everything, okay?
Like, you'll try anything.
I'll try almost everything and anything.
You should try my food, Zane. Yo, are you serious?
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. So I was like, okay. I literally, like, went that night and I typed up Muslim stand-up comedian and I saw an opening in Long Beach, California. Literally that same night. What did I do? I was like, yeah, I'll apply. I applied for it for that. That same night, the guy who's putting the show together calls me and says, I cannot believe I found a Muslim stand-up comedian, a female Muslim stand-up comedian.
Wow.
I have never seen someone like that. I'm so excited. At that time, like 6-7 years ago, there wasn't a lot of female Muslim stand-up comedians, particularly hijab.
And there still isn't, by the way.
There still isn't, but now we have a lot more, and alhamdulillah, it's growing, it's wonderful. So he was like, all right, can I meet you tomorrow? And I was like, okay. So we met up the next day for dinner, and he was like, so how long have you been doing this, Zane? I was like, never. I was like, but I think I can do it.
The poor guy pulled up, thought he had a serious interview. He didn't know he was meeting Zane, who was like, I could do it.
Who twerks in the back with Mickey and Goofy. And I was like, I think I can do it. And he was just like, but after talking to me, he's like, you know what? I think you can do it,
dude,
too.
That's insane.
And that was the show, by the way, that I got paid the most ever at a stand-up comedy show.
The money, honey.
The money, honey.
I didn't care much about by the way, stand-up comedy money is... Unless you're headlining, which is better.
Or unless you build a profile and they book you.
Yes, unless if you're an influencer or a content creator, oh, that money's good.
But that's in general with any type of like collab or
sponsorship. That's different. But when you guys see those stand-up comedians out there at the Laugh Factory, the Improv, they're probably doing it for free or just making like $20.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? It takes a lot of guts to be like, yo, I can do stand-up. Was the stand-up the next day or
I had like a month or two to like practice, and the first show I did there was a lot of elderly Arabs in the show. It was for like mainly for Arabs, but the show was in English. There was a lot of elderly Arabs and some kids, and so I was like getting nervous. But my second show I did so good that people started to put me on their Instagrams and whatever their social medias, and I started to go viral from that as well. And from that point is where I started to get booked for films and movies and TV shows. Yeah.
Okay. So what made you say, I want to be an actress?
I had this one girl. Her name is Dina. Dina, if you're watching, I freaking love you. She pushed me to do her student film until finally I said, okay. Because I was like, girl, I'm not an actress. I'm not a professional actress. She said, I feel like this role is made for you. It is you. Please do it. And it was just a student film, okay? Something casual, nothing big. I did it. And I was like, holy crap. I love acting and I'm so good at it. I'm like really good at it. You know when like maybe you do a craft and then you realize, oh my God.
It fits.
Yeah. I'm really good at this. Like, wow, this is what I'm called to do. Like, you feel it.
Yes.
You know? So I felt it and I was like, this is what my end goal is. So I really thank her. That's really what got me into it. And I just love the craft so much of acting. It's so beautiful.
And do you ever feel like you were put in a box when it came to acting, or you could be free? Like, you could be yourself. You can change roles.
No. So I feel like I'm still put into a box. I still get those auditions. I had
What kind of auditions?
Auditions where I am the wife of, like, a terrorist, or I am the subservient wife of, like, some Arab, like, whatever, you know, dictator, or I'm the mom who's, like, always bashing her kids or stuff. I feel like I'm still put into that box, and I freaking hate it.
Did you take those roles in the beginning, or do you ever, like, just...
Yes, I did. In the beginning, I did. And I'll be honest with you, I did feel like, what the hell am I doing with
like
this?
Like a sellout a bit.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to say it was a sellout. I felt like within myself, I could do more and I could be better.
Hmm.
And so that's why right now I'm writing my own TV shows.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing my own TV shows with amazing writers and producers. And we are opening the world to what real Muslim hijabis are like. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be raw. People are going to love it.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that Muslim hijabis have no rights. They're very subservient. They stay at home. They don't work.
Yeah.
They always listen to the man. Like, it's always that box that you're put in.
100%. People always assume that. And the number one thing people always say to me after my comedy shows or when they meet me is, wow, I didn't know women like you can talk like that. And I think it's because of the hijab and the way I dress. I didn't know women like you actually spoke like this. Actually acted like
this. Is that an appraise?
So much fun. Well, I think they're meaning to praise me. No. They're meaning to praise me. Usually they're poor white people, you know. So they're meaning to praise me. They're like, you're so cool. You're so much fun. I'm like, dude, we're all freaking cool. We're all humans. You know, be it the hijab or not the hijab. We're all humans. That's what it is. And so that was the number one comment. And my goal, my end goal, for what I dream to be, is I want Joe Schmo in the middle of North Carolina.
Okay, well, we're not in the middle of nowhere, but whatever.
Whatever, okay. Whatever. You know what I mean. One of your neighbors. Okay. In the middle of North Carolina to be like, oh my God, yeah. They'll ask him, like, do you know hijab? He'll be like, yeah, you know, I know that girl Zayn on TV.
That's amazing.
She's pretty funny. She's pretty cool. I want to open up the perception of Muslim women. Because when people look at you, they don't see Muslim right away, right?
Hmm.
When people look at me, they see Muslim. That's like right away. And I want them, when they look at me, be like, Muslim. Oh, I know that Zayn. She's funny. She's hysterical. She's cool. Yeah.
So like, just outside the appearance.
Just outside. I want them to see me more than just of how I dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's really interesting to see, like, you on social media, but your end goal is being an actress.
Yeah.
And mine was always, like, social media period, and just taking it to that other level of mainstream,
which I love.
Yeah, so it's so cool that you can do different things and you don't have to be just like a content creator. You can use social media to be a tool in your favor to do different things. Like,
100%. Social media right now is so big, and I realized that. That's one of the reasons why I also stopped. I got so big on social media, I was like, I don't even need stand-up. Like, I would go out with my friends who have more, like, who do way more shows, way more big shows, because I stopped doing it. And people would come up to me, run to me, and take pictures with me. And they wouldn't even know them. And I realized, okay, social media is a place to go. That's what I need to concentrate on. So 100%, I agree with you.
So you're still doing it?
I still do social media. Consistently. I still do. I'm not as consistent because I'm changing the way my social media is viewed.
And why are you doing that?
Because I'm sick and tired of some of the hate that I get. I get so much hate on social media.
That's crazy to me.
I get so much hate. And if no one believes this, go onto my social media, Zayn Comedy, on TikTok and Instagram, and you will see that hate.
And what's like the number one thing?
Maybe 70% is hate.
70?
Yeah. I want to say like 70%. Though now it's gone a lot better. Now it's gone a lot. I get a lot of love too. I want to say I get so much love. And I love my fans. I adore them. They are my everything. But I get a lot of hate. Some people just watch to hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They say, like, even if you hate somebody, if you're still watching, you're a fan.
Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah. True.
And what's like the number one hate? Why are you getting so much hate? That's crazy.
I think because I am exactly what I just told you. I'm a muhajjaba who's open and honest and who says what's on her mind. I do things that people think muhajjabas should not be doing, which is insane. Insane to me.
Like, what are things you should not be doing? Like, let's say the
dancing. Like, if I just go like this in one of my TikToks, astaghfirullah, sister, you should be praying and reading Quran. How did you know? How do you know I haven't been praying and reading Quran all day? And I did one video like this. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, my biggest thing is like, oh my God, you're so old and you wear the hijab. You should just go and take care of your kids and your husband. Oh, the amount of people who say, what does your husband even think about that? Not knowing. I want you guys people to know that some of those videos are my husband's idea and he wants me to take it further.
Yeah.
He's like, take it further, babe. And he shoots a lot of those videos.
What?
Yeah. And where he sits next to me and he's laughing hysterically.
We love that support. Yeah, we love that support.
We love a man who stands.
Yeah, for real. That's insane. They're like, oh, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry you're married to your man and he ain't happy with you. But my man be loving all of this.
Because, right? You know, a lot of people are not comfortable with who they are. They're like, oh, my God, if I did that, I'd be bringing shame to my home. We're like, and for us, it's like, yo, we're just being ourselves. We're doing something that's fun.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to see how people can spin things or turn it. Yo, I've seen a TikTok video where it's like, I would rather, I don't know if I want to say, I would rather shoot my left foot, I think, something like that, than be on the Muslim side of TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
because it is cutthroat sometimes.
It is cutthroat. Those people, yeah.
Dude, I can't joke around with my mom or my husband sometimes, and they'll be like, astaghfirullah.
Who are you? Don't you? Do people tell you you represent Islam? I get that all the time.
I think I get it sometimes, but like, you have to set the bar so low in life. You have to do so much nonsense that people come to you. Like, if you know you come into my page, you know I'm not preaching the Quran and giving out lessons.
Which you shouldn't be, because that's everyone's private life. Everybody...
Pick it up. You just know if you have an Arab on the podcast, the phone is going to ring. Pick it up.
It was my mama? Amazon package.
Is it mama?
You know it's Mama Wafa.
Oh, she
be telling me, what do you think about her cooking?
Oh,
you know,
God.
We be talking privately. Me
oh,
and mama
God.
Wafa.
Okay, you know what? I want to ask you for advice.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're a mom as well and a wife.
Yeah.
How do you do it all? Because I sometimes I'm like, yo, you know, I want to have kids in the future.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, I see Zane doing it all. How does she manage? Do you sleep? Are you happy? What do you do?
I am very happy. Sometimes I'm depressed, but I'm very happy.
Well, I'm depressed sometimes too in general, so.
Very true, aren't we all? I think that's a normal thing. But the thing is my kids are older. I started when they were a bit older, when they were a bit more independent. Mm. The first 5 years, so I never took my kids to pre-K.
What?
Yes. So
you
I believed, I didn't homeschool, pre-K. So kindergarten throughout is that's regular school. I took them to, what is that? Not private, public schooling.
Okay.
But I never took, most people put their kids in pre-K right away. I did not, because I believe the first 5 years are so vital that they needed to be raised by me.
Mm.
My kids are incredible, baby.
They look amazing.
They're really sweet. They're great kids. They're very sweet, very like, well, you know, they're very educated, very kind, very giving. They understand about life. So at that time when they were so young, I would take them to museums, mommy and me classes, the library. I will tell you, those first, it was about, my kids are about 2 years apart. So those first 8 years that I spent with the kids alone,
pretty much,
it really shaped them, but it was hella boring for me.
No
it was
way.
Hard. It was so hard. I have to be honest, being a stay-at-home mom is so difficult. It's so freaking difficult. But I really was like determined. Even my own husband was like, can we get a nanny? Can we take them to pre-K? Can we do more stuff for you so you're not like just, I'm like, no.
So was it putting a strain between you and your husband? Because I wonder, were you just focused on the kids? Were you ever like, you know what, I need to like spread out some time?
I was focused on the kids and focused on my husband. My husband is always like really like important to me, but I wasn't focused on myself. I let myself go physically, emotionally, mentally. Now, do I recommend that for everybody? No. I feel like you should now, like my sister-in-law recently had baby, and I'm like, girl, make sure you have time for yourself. Make sure if you want to work part-time or you want to do something, make sure you do that. That's so vital. It's so important. But at the time, I felt like I had to be there with my kids. Now when I look back at it, I'm so happy I did. And now I could do whatever the hell I want to do because my kids know how to raise themselves. I taught them how to raise themselves on their own. Hmm. My kids were like literally 3 years old and they would come down and they would make their own cereal or whatever. You know, like I taught them this stuff.
Because let me tell you something. I talk to moms, dude, and they scare the heck out of me. They're like, they open their eyes big and they're like, don't do it. Don't have a kid right now. Take your time. And I'm like, I'm going to take my time. But I'm like, they're like, once you have a kid, your life is over. And I'm like, oh my God, my life. My life is so good right now. I don't want it to be over. But then I see moms like you, like really loving your kids and, yeah. and doing content. And, you know, you're going to be an actress with a big show, inshallah, very, very soon and doing it all. And I'm like, how do you do it? Yo, Zane, what happened to this?
Swear. I
Zane,
swear.
Zane, I never invite Zane for a podcast.
I swear. Her
stuff's going to be blowing up.
Can I show them? This is my son calling me. And he made a little...
Answer on the... Answer.
He has a little avatar with himself with a mustache.
Zane, we do not care. Answer the phone.
Zane, I'm on a podcast. What are you doing? Calling me.
Oh, my goodness. Ya Allah, please.
My son's like, Nate, babe, I'm on a podcast. I'll talk to you later, babe. I love you, bye.
Ya like, Allah, what? Please what? Save me from
I
this.
I swear, it's on...
She's going to give me a heart attack on this
Ya
podcast.
Allah. Oh, wait, no, it was off of silent.
The most difficult guest of the show so far, Zane.
I'm sorry that I'm a busy person, May.
All of a sudden, she gets no phone calls all day. All of a sudden, we're in the podcast. Everybody and their mother's calling Zane.
Because I'm in California time. Everyone's like awake now. They're like, okay, now we're awake. Girl, I'm
now sorry. I forgot what we were talking about again.
I'm sorry, that was Brad Pitt. He was, Brad Pitt was calling me to make sure
How
I can
my
be in his next
movie.
Husband
isn't calling me on the podcast? Call me quick. I need to look busy. Call me quick. He's not gonna call me still.
I'm gonna have Leif call you.
No, no.
Mustache avatar.
I can't.
Okay, my question to you, if what? You don't mind me asking.
Go ahead, go ahead.
What kind of mom do you want to be?
I want to be the cool, hot mom, you know, the one that's like in on all the trends and what's going on with people. But I also want my kids to like mess up, be free,
yeah.
be quirky,
yeah.
have fun, like experience life in different ways. Like, I don't want to be that type of mom where like they spill something on the floor and I'm like, oh, shame on you. And I shame them for like making a mistake. I want them to be like, all right, pick it up right now. Go clean it. And then, you know, I just want them to have like their own character developed,
yeah,
and be good human beings, and they better respect me and my husband or else. I learned a lot growing up.
Wait, I cannot wait to see your kids because I think they're gonna be freaking gorgeous.
So many people tell me that.
Oh my God, your kids are... Can I be... Oh my God, oh my God, I must have been so loud. Can I be your kids? Is like, no, you have sisters, I can't be their godmother. But I the coolest godmother.
You could absolutely not be the godmother. But you will be... Wait, hold on.
Okay. The cool aunt.
You will be Auntie Zane.
Okay. I love that.
Because also, I don't really believe in godmothers.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, I don't have godmothers for my kids, but I don't.
Yeah, so what is this
whatever,
pressure?
If you had an application.
She's like, oh, can I be your bridesmaid at your wedding? But I don't have bridesmaids, Zane.
I've never had a bridesmaid, but can I be oh my God, I would have thrown you the best bridal shower.
Well, it's too late.
Did you have a bridal
no,
shower?
No, I didn't. I was rushing to the altar.
You didn't have a bridal shower?
I didn't have a bridal shower. I literally got married in 4 months. People think I'm joking, but
guys,
no.
okay.
4 months.
Put in the comments below. Let's throw May a bridal shower.
No, it's
Zane,
too late.
Zane, throw May a bridal shower.
No, Zane, listen. It's too late. It's like me trying to celebrate.
That's never too
a
late,
birthday
baby.
2 years ago. No.
It's never too late.
It's too late. That time has passed. And we were really rushing to the altar. Max was excited. I was excited. My parents were like, very excited. They're like pushing me out the door. And so, yeah, the celebration was a wedding. Thank God. How was your wedding?
My wedding was about... How many people did you have?
I had, thank God for... Well, I can't say that. Well, thank God because of COVID restrictions. Yeah. I initially wanted a small wedding.
Yeah.
My family started... Like, wanted me to have a big wedding. And of course, then COVID, the restrictions happened. I had like 120 people come to the wedding.
Well, that's not bad. But I couldn't come to your wedding because I had COVID. I remember you reminded
me. I
was like, sorry, I got the Rona.
But you know what? It felt like a really intimate and beautiful room because the people that were there were genuinely happy for us. You know when you invite randos and then they come and they're judging and they're grumpy?
Oh, yeah. That's what I had. I had 350 people.
Yo, I could never. I don't know how you did it.
I had like 350 people. It was insane. And most of those people I don't know.
See, that's how
God bless them. But yeah, I don't know them. So now when I get invited to weddings, if I don't know the bride or groom, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not close to them, if I've only been like, hey, hi, how are you? If I'm not close to you, I'm not going to go. Take my ticket and invite one of your close friends. Like, that's so much more important.
There are some people in this world, their purpose in life is just to go to weddings. They do not say no to one wedding. I swear to God. Like,
most people are like this.
Yes. They always go to the wedding, no matter if they know the person or not. Like, they.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know those people.
And they don't have fun at weddings. When I go to a wedding, I want to get down. I want to eat all the food. I want to be like, yeah. And they're just sitting there. I'm like, why do you come to a wedding if you're not going to have fun?
Yeah.
Like, that's the purpose of a wedding.
True, true.
Like, to enjoy yourself. And, like, people now invite me to their weddings. They're like, oh, Zane's going to be lit. She's going to start.
You're the hype woman.
I'm the first one to wake up. Get up. To wake up.
You're the first
to get up and be like, hey.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I like fun.
Dude, it's crazy because I went to one of my friend's wedding and I'm the type to have fun, but like in my own way. And I'm not in the middle of the dance floor, like by the bride and stuff. I'm like kind of in the corner.
In the back? No, girl, I'm in the middle. I'm getting twerking.
Yo, you're bugging. I would never. I'm like on the outside. You know how like the people are in the middle? I'm like on the outside circle, just dancing, having a good time, you know? And like, I remember my friend's wedding, people started like recognizing Max and I and like, oh, trying to drag us in the middle. And I was like, this is too much pressure.
That would be like, me. That would be me. Yeah. I'd be dragging you in the middle.
No, I'm avoiding you 100%. Like, and even the groom, like we would go sit down and be like, why are you guys singing? Like, he kept grabbing us to go. I'm like, oh my God.
Especially if you guys just got married. You got to be hyped up and go to a wedding if you're a newly couple. Everybody wants to like enjoy you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was cool because Max was like getting down. I was like, what?
No, wait. Is Max a good dancer?
He has rhythm. You know, he gets that from his mom, though. His mom
Max
really
is sexy, guys.
Wait, hey.
My man is sexier. But Max is sexy.
Mind your business. What do you mean he's sexy?
I can look at the candy.
No, you can't.
No, I ain't buying, honey. I ain't buying. I'm just looking.
I never allow any of my friends to say he's sexy. I can maybe like say, okay, he's a good, maybe this is something.
There's a line that you have.
He's a good looking dude, but kind of say it like he's a good looking dude. You have to hate.
Oh, like, you have to be like,
eh, he's okay. You can't be like, oh, he's sexy. Oh, hell no. Zane, I can't believe you just did that. Yeah, but
my man is sexier.
Oh, okay. So if I said, yo, your man is sexy, I can't even
your man is sexy, I'd be like, hell yeah, he is. That's what I would say.
Oh my God, I can't.
No, but Max has become like my brother. I freaking love him.
Dude, Max loves Zane.
I love him. Because
she literally says what's on her mind, and it's so shocking. He's just dying all the time.
Oh, I love that. I love that about him. I learned so much from him, too.
Really?
Like. Yeah, from both of you, but like... different things. I learned different things, which is really
what'd
cool.
You learn from me? I wonder. Oh,
I learned that Mama Wolfat was right about your cooking. That's what I was learning.
I have not cooked one time for Zane yet.
exactly, people. That's what I've learned. That is what I have learned.
I need to defend myself. And based on your behavior and the criticism, I will not. Okay. Do you think like you're the same person online as you are in person?
Yes. People view me as that, but I think I'm crazier in real life.
I agree.
I think I'm more raw because I have to hold myself down when I'm doing content creating, which is why I'm switching up my content. Now my content is going to be only English and I'm going to be more raw.
Can I be completely honest with you?
100%.
Okay.
Yes, my husband is sexy.
I'm not going to say that. I don't know why she keeps trying to force me.
Go on.
Okay, knowing you in person versus your online profile, I think in real life you're 100 times more raw and real.
Yes.
And then like watching your videos, I could see that you're holding back or you're anxious and you like kind of feel the backlash coming. Yes. And it feels like a toned down version of Zane. And I'm not saying go wild and go crazy.
No.
But
I understand.
Saying, like,
yeah, you're absolutely right though.
I could see that like the hate has affected you and that like, you know, you really just want to go on and have a good time so you play safe.
Yeah.
But in person, I feel like you're so much more dope. I wish I could just record you in the wild and post it.
Oh my God.
So
that
many
would
things
be
are
crazy.
Funny.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm trying to do, but I'm still like, my husband is like, if people get to know the real you that I see every day, you would have millions and millions and millions of like people watching you. He's like, the issue is you guide yourself. Why do you do that? I'm like, because I have to, because like I have certain people watching and they hate, and my parents don't like what I do, by the way. Some parents like, you know, are cool about, mine are not. And so I'm like, they're cool. They know what I do. They let me do it, but they don't like it. Let me say that.
But it's crazy that you say, let me do it. Because you're married and out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just shows like you're always under control in the Arab household.
It is. It's, you always are. And I'm trying to let go of that control. And I teach my followers or my fans to not become like me. Because it's such a slippery slope. I don't want anybody. And that's what I teach my kids all the time. I tell them, mommy's not always right. Mommy's human. And I always say, like, when you grow up, I want you to make your own choices. You have your own viewpoints.
But how strong are your parents? Okay, so my mom in the beginning was not very supportive. She thought I was going to be on the internet shaking the goods, showing off a lot of the body parts or whatever. She didn't understand social media. So at first she was my biggest like conflict. Yeah, she was my biggest conflict. We would go back and forth. She'd tell me, what are you doing with your life? And then slowly as we both started making videos together, she understood it and she was learning more and she was very open. And now she's her own social media star by herself.
And you guys have something big coming up together.
Yeah, very excited.
Okay, go on.
But yeah, so it was something where, you know, because we went through that education process, we went through it together, she's very open now.
Oh, I love that.
So I wonder, like, is it something that you feel like your parents are never, ever going to understand? Even if you work with them, even if you educate them, even if they're watching your videos?
My parents are never, ever going to understand it. My parents have now accepted it a bit more. They're like, oh, Zaina's doing another one of her funny videos. But still, almost every time, when I was coming here, my mom was like, Zane, please make sure you don't, you know, dancing and you don't do this. Please respect yourself. Respect your name.
My mom says that
please.
Too.
Please. Yeah, that's like what's so important for her. And my dad's like, of course, you're going to go and do crazy stuff like you always do. And I'm like, does that sound Russian? Or
yeah, a little bit.
Of course, my friend, you know, I can't do accents. It sucks. You're going to go do this. And I'm like, no, like, I'm just going to go shoot like a couple things with a friend. Calm down. But they're never going to understand it. And I've come to terms with that. At least now they're more okay with the videos and they know I do. At least they do. Imagine if I was hiding it. But they're never going to get it. They're never going to be in on it. That's why they're never in my videos. Then my husband is never in my videos because my husband doesn't like social media. He doesn't like to be on social media.
Yeah.
He understands it and he applauds me and he's my number one biggest That's supporter beautiful. With my kids, but he never wants to be in it. So it's always just like me with the camera.
Aww.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy? Like even growing up all your life, we always have like these restrictions and these like setbacks from our parents. We don't want to like go for things because we don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah.
Like the disappointment means so much more. Like you don't want to see your mom's heartbreak or your dad's heartbreak.
Oh my God.
And like, but you're like in shackles. You want to be set free. You want to show people who you are and what you do. And you know, it's so sad that you can't be yourself. And you are so beautiful. Like,
thank you.
And it's sad that you're like held down by these shackles and you can't really express yourself the way you want to.
That is so vital and important in our culture. I feel like in the Arab culture, that's the number one thing, is that we feel shackled and constrained to our traditions, to society, to, you know, to culture itself. And that is so sad that we all go through this. And whenever I see someone who's broken that cycle, that, you know, generational trauma, I applaud them. I am one of those people. I applaud myself every single damn day that I've been working hard to break this generational trauma. It's hard work.
It's hard.
It's really hard, but it's so vital for us to do it.
And that's why I think like it's so important for profiles like me and you, because there's not a lot, when you think about it, a lot of Arab Americans that you can relate to, or a lot of Arab women that are like really public and like share so much and like break the stereotypes. Like we did a video together where we're like, oh, hijabis aren't fun, and then we had fun together.
When people say, and it was my idea, because people always say, oh, hijabis are like not that fun, they're right. And I was like, dude, let's do a video where hijabis are fun.
Yeah.
And that's what's so important for me. That's my whole end game, to show that, you know, hijabis, Muslim women, were fun. I want to show a different perspective of that for people who live in the West, even in the Middle East, you know. It's so vital and important. Switch it up.
We always get to this point.
I know.
Like, are you about to cry?
No, no, no. I'm making sure my under eye looks good.
Oh, okay.
You want to do rapid fire?
Yes, no? I was just about to do that.
Perfect.
Okay, so now that we're getting out of being deep, I want to get even deeper. I am going to ask you some rapid fire questions. You cannot even think for more than a second or two, okay? You have to spit out the first answer that comes to your mind.
Zane. Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready, my friend. Maybe I was Russian in my past life. I am ready, comrade.
First question. Texting or talking?
Texting.
What happens if people call you? How do you feel?
I don't pick up the phone.
Favorite day of the week?
Set Friday.
Friday? Nickname that your parents used to call you?
Zuzu.
Zuzu. Zuzu. Anyway, Zuzu. Last song you downloaded?
I don't download songs. I listen to them on YouTube. I'm an old lady.
Okay, scale 1 out of 10. How good of a driver are you?
8.
8?
Because I drive fast, which is not good.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Invisibility? Literally? How good are you at keeping secrets on a scale of 1 to 10?
10. I'm a Scorpio.
You are lying. You are lying.
Huh? What the hell?
You are lying.
What the hell?
She's told me a lot of secrets this week.
Be quiet, man. I deny that all. I deny it all.
I don't even believe.
I didn't tell you secrets.
I don't even
I told you gossip. There's gossip. A difference.
That's no, you told me deep secrets. I cannot believe you're lying.
No.
Okay, another rule, Zane, is you cannot lie on the podcast.
But lie, I'm not lying. Listen to me. Guys, down in the comments. Gossip and secrets.
I will end this podcast right now if you don't tell the truth. No, no, wait.
No, gossip and secrets are two different things.
Mm-hmm. How's it different?
Gossip is everybody knows what's going on. Secret, someone tells you. Look, I'm going to tell you this in secret. Please don't tell anybody.
So you have not told me one piece of information that people said don't tell.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm a Scorpio, honey. I have never said anything. Now, gossip. Okay, I told you gossip because everybody be talking about that.
On to the next question, Ashanti. She's very passionate. You know, the people when they deny and they're very,
I know myself, May.
Okay. Do you snore?
Very loud.
I know this because she's been sleeping in the house. I remember I was talking to Max on the phone. I was like, I am so upset right now. I can't believe it. And then you hear Zane in the background.
100%. 100%.
Okay. Place you want to travel the most?
Ireland.
Ireland? Why Ireland?
I love the greenery.
Okay. Favorite season?
Autumn. Which is coming up.
Say a word in Spanish.
Hola, mi amor.
That's a lot of words.
I'm from California, so.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Men.
Why?
Oh, I was about to say something, but I was like, stopped it.
You better keep it PG. That's what I worry about.
I stopped myself in my tracks. Men have it more because of everything. Because of everything. Men have had it more since the beginning of, men have had it better since the beginning of life, and we haven't even changed that. I feel like women are still fighting for rights, like abortion rights, the right for the hijab to wear it or not to wear it. Women are still fighting for that.
True. Do you ever wear socks with sandals?
Never. I don't wear socks at all.
Why are you judging people that do? Okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
What's the problem with where I can't even lift my leg up?
Lift your leg up,
what is
baby.
The problem with up. Socks and sandals?
Because they look disgusting and then your feet smell. Your feet smell. They stink. I haven't smelled your feet, but I will later tonight.
Yo.
And I will let everyone know.
She has a very strong sense of smell.
Oh, I do. I do. Very strong.
I don't even know where to go. Okay. Is double dipping ever acceptable at a party?
Depending who you're with.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Big dogs or small dogs?
Small dogs.
Why? You have a dog?
Because I'm tiny. I'm only 5 feet. And I can't.
Oh my God.
I'm actually 4'11 or 5 feet, depending on the day.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? That is, every time I try to shoot a video with you, we have to kind of like angle it down.
I'm super tight. Both of my parents are short. I'm super tight. Can you? Okay.
And so. No. The first thing Zane says to me when she sees me, she goes, damn, May, you're tall. I was like, I think I'm average, but okay.
Yeah, you probably are, but to me, everyone's tall.
How many kids would you like to have? Are you done? You only have 2 kids.
I only have 2 now. That's all I want is 2.
Okay. Yeah. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Oh my God, no. I believe in lust at first sight, which is very different.
Wow. People have
it.
I don't know why this would be on the list. This is like the perfect person to ask this question. Do you like the smell of gasoline?
I love the smell.
She's out of. Of course she likes the smell of oil.
I recently found on TikTok this lady that makes gasoline candles and I ordered one.
Really sick, Zane. You're really sick. You're really sick.
I love it.
And the last question, because I don't know if I can handle any more of your answers. Okay. Oh, this is a juicy one. Would you rather be besties with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Oh, Rihanna.
What?
I'm sorry, Beehive, but Rihanna.
Why is that? I don't really have a side, but I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I love people who seem really real to me. That's all I'm going to say. Rihanna. Get at me, Beehive. Buzz, 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 buzz. I'm okay.
All right. This was so fun. Listen, I'm going to wrap this up right now. And I love ending these podcasts with like a piece of advice for anybody you have watching. Mm-hmm. It could be people who want to be actresses, who want to be actors, content creators. What is one gem that you have for them?
Go out there and just be yourself. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Don't worry about society or culture as long as you are respecting yourself and you're respecting your surroundings. Just go out and do it and you will achieve your goal and dream, inshallah.
That was so sweet, dang. That was sweet.
And also gossip and what was the other one? Secrets are two different things. Gossiping and secrets are two different
things. They are two different things, but I know you
I did not
mix the two.
I did not.
That's another argument for another podcast with Zane. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Zane, thank you so much for coming out. You shared so much. I really appreciate you. Guys, please do not forget to hit that subscribe button. Keep watching for more episodes. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum.